Yes, my friends, you guessed it. You can guaranteed release a soul in purgatory every day by offering for them an indulgence. But many of you don't fully understand what an indulgence is, or I'm guessing you're not doing it every day. Now, I want to give you some tips on how to do a plenary indulgence every day. So not only do you know what it is, but you can implement it into your life on a regular basis. Because after all, if we want to do anything well, we have to have a strategy. We have to plan. If we want to build a house, we need a blueprint. If you want to go to heaven and release many souls from purgatory, you also have to have a corresponding plan. So this is the best way I have found to explain what an indulgence is. It's the exact same system as scholarships to universities. Now, how does that work? Universities charge a lot of money, so you have a student, they have to be able to get into the university, and they apply for scholarships. Typically, you have full scholarships or partial. Now, scholarships are based on the money that rich alumni have given back to the university, and then the university takes from this money, gives it out to students that apply, and you're able to pay to get into the university. Indulgences work in exactly the same way, and the church explains it in the same way, that from the merits of Christ, the Blessed Mother, and the saints, from the wealth and the treasury of those merits, the church takes that wealth and makes these, so to speak, applications and these different ways for people to apply to get full or partial indulgences. Now you understand exactly how they work. It's the exact same thing. It's a perfect metaphor. Now, how can you have a plenary indulgence in every day of your life? First, let's go over the five requirements for an indulgence. First of all, and perhaps not so obvious, but obvious once you hear it, you have to be in a state of grace. Secondly, you have to have gone to confession within 10 days to 2 weeks, and when you read from different places, it can vary, but typically I like to say within 10 days to 2 weeks, you have to have gone to confession. Third, the day that you're receiving the plenary indulgence, you have to have gone to Mass and received communion. Fourthly, you have to have done the action prescribed by the particular indulgence. And fifthly, you have to pray for the intentions of the Pope. And that can usually be an Our Father or a Hail Mary. There's a few other prayers that you can pray. Now, there's actually a specific official book that describes all of the different indulgences that are out there. I have read through it. The easiest indulgence that you can obtain in a plenary fashion every single day is the rosary. Aha, but you can't just pray it by yourself. It has to be prayed in a group. Thanks be to God, I have a daily rosary group that I have set up for exactly this purpose, where sometimes 20 to 50 people are praying, both through Zoom and through YouTube. So here's what you do. You go to confession twice a month. Remain in a state of grace. You go to Mass on a daily basis and receive communion. Join my rosary group. I will put the Zoom ID down below. At the end of the rosary, every single day, we pray the prayers for the plenary indulgence for Pope Francis, or whoever may be the Pope at the time. In this way, every day, I have access to a plenary indulgence that I can offer, which means that in any given year, I can be releasing up to at least 365 souls in purgatory. Now, you can receive the plenary indulgence for yourself. You can also offer it for someone who's deceased. You cannot offer it for another person who's living. Now, you may try to find an easier way to get a plenary indulgence, but let me suggest that I am telling you the fastest, easiest way to do it. Other things and actions that they prescribe in that book are like pilgrimages to churches. You can get one every day in the first 8 days of November. And there's several other plenary indulgences that you can get, but they're difficult to do every single day. And really, as people who love the souls in purgatory, that's what we should be doing. We should have a strategy that's set in place that you don't even have to think. What's amazing about that rosary group is every night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, I have my opportunity. If I've been to Mass, been to confession, in a state of grace, pray the rosary with that group, and then I offer for that plenary indulgence. It's amazing. Now, if you really want to level up your ability to release souls from purgatory, you have to check out this video right here. My friends, if you have made it this far in the video, that means that you are an incredible supporter of my channel. Thank you very much. I'm here to ask you again to help me finish my new goal in raising money to pay off my medical bills. We raised it from $10,000 to $15,000 because I had not one but two medical incidents this past summer, including surgery on my neck for that mountain biking accident. Thank you to all of the more than 90 people that have already supported this GoFundMe campaign. Please support me financially with your love and with your prayers. I will pray for every single one of you by name that have been supporting me. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.